JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on Kix 96.9.
What the heck were you thinking?
We're just trying to make love, or at least a connection, happen.
I mean, maybe you could have found a creepier way to say that.
What in the world were you thinking?
Challenge accepted. As you can see, it took them less than 45 minutes to get it up.
What were you thinking?
What happened?
That needs a drink to be around you, baby. Okay, that's the only way you get it, see?
What?
I don't think it means what you think it means.
It is time to play one of the most epic versions of Out of Context Contest ever.
God, I hope it is.
Because, because it's for Garth Brooksick. It's probably the biggest prize we've ever had on Out of Context Contest.
By far the biggest prize.
Oh, my goodness.
And we have three ladies who would love to see Garth Brooks live in concert.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Alexis and Aaron are waiting in the wings to see if Kim screws this up. Kim, are you going to be good at this?
Probably not.
Well, hey, we'll give you a chance anyway.
Hey, I believe in you.
Yes.
And if you listen to the show, you got a shot. If you don't, you got a 1 in 3 chance of one of these of getting them right.
Okay.
All right, so Kim, you get to go first in Out of Context Contest. The way it works is you've just pulled some audio from the past week.
Yep, just pulled audio from the past week, taken out of context. You will hear it, and then I'll give you three options. Two of them are just lies, and one of them is actually what we were talking about. You just got to tell me what we were talking about, okay?
Okay.
All right, here's piece number one in Out of Context Contest.
You know as well as I do that he is riding a penguin in Madagascar or something.
Talking about a piss-a-ripper right there. That sounds like a good time.
What?
All right. Hey, Nick and Lauren needed Jungle John to help get a gang of wild turkeys that were terrorizing the Boston area to the extent that a woman beat one of them with a shovel because it was attacking her baby. All right?
That's one.
B. Lauren and Nick were giving JP crap about how he's always late to work and always has some crazy excuse as to why he was late. C, Nick and Lauren are talking about their boss, Rob, who takes a bazillion vacations, and they were trying to figure out where he may have been on Monday because that was National Boss's Day, and they wanted to celebrate with him.
I will guess B.
C is not it.
No.
That's okay. Stay in the line. Don't go anywhere.
It might get back around to you.
Aaron, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Do you think you know the answer?
Is it A, Nick and Lauren need a Jungle John?
She knows.
Well, then go ahead.
It's A.
Knew it.
Yes, it is.
She's like,
I know it.
It's A. Nailed it. All right, here. Good.
Aaron's got a point.
As far as we know, Jungle John is still riding a penguin in Madagascar.
And I thought C was super believable.
Yes, that's why it's hard, because the prize is big.
Our boss takes a lot of vacations.
That's also true.
Here is the second piece in Out of Context Contest for Garth Brooks tickets.
Sorry, people of Party America. I think I was naked in your store yesterday.
The only regret I have is that I didn't get my camera out
fast
enough.
Right, to be able to catch it.
Okay!
All right. A, Lauren was walking through Party America and passed the disco balls and party lights, and muscle memory kicked in from her days working at the Lumber Yard, Arizona's premier club. B, Lauren lost a bet on the show on Monday, and she had to pick a place in Lincoln to go change in and out of an entire pair of clothes. That was the dare, and her choice was Party America for some reason. Or C, a little 3-foot-tall dude named Luke tried to pull down Lauren's Batgirl costume, and then when she yanked it back up, he countered by trying to lift up the back of the costume. A lot was really going on at Party America that day.
It's C.
C is
absolutely
right.
Luke is also 3 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was not trying to strip me in Party America.
Are you sure?
I mean, maybe.
It'll happen.
It's possible, right, but there was a lot of yanking on my clothes. Mom. Okay, one more.
Aaron's got 2 points. If Aaron gets this right, she's going to Garth Brooks. If she doesn't, Alexis is waiting in the wings to steal the game from her.
Mm-hmm.
All on the line in the final piece for Out of Context Contest.
So he was trying to get in on you while you were peeing?
Or was he just messing with
you? He's just messing with you.
What?
A, JP has a burning desire to be included in every conversation, so he followed Lauren and Cheryl Ann to the bathroom to see what they were talking about. B, Lauren was on the porcelain throne, and the building ghost named Clarence was trying to get in and hang out with Hot Mom. Or C, Lauren was talking about on the show, she finally told us why she doesn't go to Stampede anymore, and it's because she was sitting in a porta potty and JP was trying to get in. Well, she didn't realize he just wanted to remind her that he had called dibs on that porta potty to sleep in that night.
I don't know this one. Let's go with B.
B? You went with B?
Yeah.
That's absolutely right.
You win.
Congratulations, Aaron.
Thank you.
That was a great guess.
Yes, it was.
And all of those were super duper duper possible.
Yeah, there's things that have happened in our show.
What? It's super possible that you would have followed Cheryl Ann and I into the bathroom to get in on
not
the conversation.
That one, but there's other ones that
he
were
actually, if you don't know this, what he does is he goes to the men's restroom and he just puts his ear to the wall because you can hear right in there.
What?
You
can. What, guys? What, guys? Yes.
No, I was talking about the whole porta potty thing and me being late and stuff like that. Uh-huh.
Congratulations.
Nice show, Aaron! Oh,
thank you.
You're going to the Garth Brooks.
Holy cow.
Hang on the line. We'll give you some more details and get your tickets, okay?
Okay.
And thank you as well to Kim and Alexis, who's just waiting there to steal the game, for playing along with Out of Context Contest. They will not go away empty-handed. They go see whatever movie they want to this weekend down at the Marcus Grand Theater, thanks to our friends at Marcus Theaters and the Grand Theater as well, with Out of Context Contest every Friday at 7:20.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kicks 96.9.